The scene is one you're familiar with, a hotel in Saigon at the height of the Vietnam War. An American soldier, who's seen too much shit, slowly going insane. The soldier catches a glimpse of himself in a mirror, or sees a ghost of someone he failed to save or some enemy he killed. In the middle of the night, he pulls out his gun and fires at his personal demons. What you don't see is the other room down the hall. An Air Force officer in his skivvies, his helmet on, his piece in hand as he stares at the door and prays to God he'll survive this. Eventually, the MPs come by and tell him it's all clear. One of the GIs went crazy. Recounting this story at Thanksgiving, my grandfather gets laughs as he describes the ridiculous image of himself stretched out on that humid hotel's floor. What stands out is that moment was the most action he would ever see in his tour. On his first day in Vietnam, he got lost, but some helpful locals helped him find his way, a story more that of American tourists than a soldier. However, when telling the story, there's always one point that he wants to make clear to us. He put his trust and faith in Jesus. My grandfather speaks similarly of his childhood in Depression-era North Dakota, of when his father contracted TB and they had to move to the sanitarium. The doctors wanted to remove my great-grandfather's lung, but great-grandmother, who was an ordained minister even if she was never given a congregation, refused. She turned to faith and prayers, and the disease disappeared from my great-grandfather's body. My grandfather tells this story not as family history, but as testimony. He wants his children and his grandchildren to believe as he does. When he talks about his relatively easy time in Vietnam, he wants us to understand that it was a miracle. However, as I listen to these stories, I can't help but think of my grandmother back in the States. The cells in her ovaries mutating and dividing, tumors metastasizing. My father always ends his story of war with the miracle that the Lord protected him from harm. My mother points out, in private, the reason she believes her father is alive, that he was called back early to care for his dying wife and three children. The only reason her father is alive this day is that her mother died. Where my grandfather sees God's interventions, I see luck and chance. I don't explain my skepticism, because it would be as alien to him as his faith is to me. For him, it's all part of God's mysterious plan, but all I see is chance. Sometimes you get lucky and get an assignment that keeps you out of the shit, and sometimes, regardless of your faith, you're broken into hell on earth. Sometimes disease disappears overnight, and sometimes even your own body betrays you.